You know, we know why Marilyn Mosby was prosecuted. We know that people didn't like her because she, unlike Jackie Johnson, was trying to do her job. She was making sure that the police, who's the DOJ's investigation of the Baltimore Police Department, found that there was a culture written over just totally, spoiled culture of not only a racial discrimination, not only gender discrimination, but a culture of cover up and a culture of hiding these things. And she had the nerve in people's views to call it out and to actually prosecute police who were not protecting people, who were corruptly operating in contradiction to their obligation to protect the public. Come on, you know, Marilyn Mosby was doing her job. If only Jackie Johnson had done her job, Daryl.
Absolutely, Barbara. And let's call it, let me look. Let's pull the sheets all the way back. Let's turn the lights all the way on so we know what's in this bed. Because, you know, with Marilyn Mosby, what we know, this all stemmed from Freddie Gray. Let's be clear.
Thank you. Please.
When the police picked Freddie Gray off the streets of West Baltimore, gave him a rough ride and ended up killing him in the back of the paddy wagon. That's when all of this started up with Marilyn Mosby, because she wasn't having it. She was a prosecutor of, for, and by the people of Baltimore, and she was going in to protect her citizens, which was the right that she was sworn to do. That's why they came after Marilyn Mosby, because she went after the officers that killed Freddie Gray and were trying to cover it up. That's the reason that they went after Marilyn Mosby. Let's remember the story, Barbara, because, you know, it started out with a federal investigation and didn't go anywhere. Then it went to a state investigation, didn't go anywhere, went back to another investigation. There were several investigations of Marilyn Mosby that went on before they were finally able to get something to stick on. What was it, mortgage fraud or something like that from a home down in Florida? Come on now.
But wait a minute, Daryl. We were in the courthouse for the last hearing, and there was an important question that the judge asked, and that was, who were the victims of this alleged crime? And what was the answer? Nobody. No victims. Not one. They couldn't point to anybody who suffered anything. It was the dumbest case I've seen, and I don't mind saying that. It just was totally unnecessarily, totally wrongheaded. She should be allowed to have that removed from her head. She should be allowed to get her life on and to bring the genius and the creativity and the love of community to full fruition instead of, having the fight for her life. Fight for her, you know, her freedom. This is absolutely absurd. And let's talk about Jesse a little, too. You know, Jesse, you know, he's not accused of any, you know, sexual assault. He doesn't have all these convictions against him. He doesn't have, he's not accused of, you know, having, you know, stolen Fort Knox or something. I mean, it's just absurd, but he served his time, okay? He went to jail. He served his sentence. His mom even wrote a book you can find of the not only the letters between her and her son while he's in prison, but the reflections on her visits to him while he's incarcerated out of state and how she had to travel there. And she writes vividly about, you know, that whole period of time. He served his time. He's remorseful. He has done everything that you would normally see as criteria for a pardon. He deserves it. He should get it. And while you're at it, President Biden, please listen to us. While you're at it, remember that in the last weeks of the Trump one presidency, that he actually granted executions. He actually, signed for people to be killed, 13 people to be executed in his final weeks. Folks, that is outrageous. And we know that half of the people, more than half of the people that are on federal death row right now, that they are unjustly there because of racial discrimination in our system. Yes, there's, black folks don't commit all the crimes in this country. How can half of the people on a federal death row, where we're not even 16% of the population, be African-American or be Latino? Come on now. We know that there is prejudice that riddles, our death penalty in particular, and it needs to stop. And we need to commute those sentences so those people are not allowed to be drugged and executed by a vengeful and just wrongheaded, future president.
No, you're absolutely right, Barbara. And, to put it all in context, right, over the Thanksgiving, just before Thanksgiving, what did President Biden do? He pardoned turkeys. He pardoned turkeys. Right. So they wouldn't be executed. Now, let's do some substantive pardons now, for people, for human lives that are deserving of it. One of the things with Marilyn Mosby that many people may not know is that as a result of this case, she lost her license to practice law.
Which
if her case is pardoned, it really doesn't make sense. But if her case is pardoned, that will put her back into a fighting position to restore her license, to try to restore her license to practice and to, all the things that she's worked for, to be able to put it all back together and start to live her life once again. Barbara, it's just such the right thing to do that we cannot encourage President Biden enough to pardon Marilyn Mosby and to pardon Jesse Jackson Jr.
Do it. Do it now. And pardon some of the historical figures who should never have in their records convictions still pending from time, from their civil rights protests, et cetera. I want to, in the next show, folks, we're going to continue our story about the, we're going to continue our series on the major issues that the media missed. And we will talk about President Biden and Angola, because there's been very little about that in the national press. And we're going to talk about what does that mean? What does it mean that he went to Angola? What was this? What's this transnational, railroad about? All of these things. We'll talk about that in the future. But one of the things everybody's been saying to us is, where do we go from here, Barbara? Where do we go from here, Daryl? Where do we go from here, Transformative Justice, after this election? What do we do as we're watching all of these incompetent, vengeful, just inept people being nominated for, positions of power? We talked about, this show has all been about power, the abuse of power, the, failure to exercise power. And now we're looking at someone who said, I'm going to use my power to actually, do major harm to whole communities. I'm going to deport, have mass deportations and all this stuff. Oh, and somehow he's going to magically rewrite the Constitution by himself, right, Daryl, to get rid of the 14th Amendment's requirement for birthright citizenship. He's going to just do it by an executive order. People, that's not legal. He can't do that. You got to sometimes not, get caught up with what this man is talking about. You got to really think about, what the actual what the actual, policies are that he can implement. And when he talks, when they're talking about Social Security, all of this, folks, we got to be fighters. So we're going to have a teletown hall to talk about where we go from here. Right, Daryl?
Absolutely, Barbara. And we invite everyone on December 16th to join us for this Teletown Hall, 7 p.m. It'll be 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can find it on tjcoalition.org, tjcoalition.org. It'll be on Facebook Live. It'll be on YouTube. You know, it'll be all over the place. Social media will have it. We're going to have some really outstanding guests that are going to be with us. I know Professional Kimberly Crenshaw is going to be with us, as well as the Attorney General out of Minnesota. Keith Ellison is also going to be with us, Barbara, and a slew of other guests. Folks just will not want to miss what we're going to be discussing and where we should be going during these times that we're about to encounter beginning January the 20th, 2025, Barbara.
And we're going to talk about how you can play a role. What you can do. We know people are tired. We know people are disgusted. People are disappointed. We know some people are despondent. But, folks, we're going to give you that Harriet Tubman spirit, that Cali House spirit. If you said, Barbara, who's a Cali House, Cali Guy House from the early 1900s who ran the ex-slave basically reparations fund movement, and we need her spirit. We need to have the spirit of Frederick Douglass and Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King and so many others who stood in the breach, Fannie Lou Hamer, and in the worst of times, and looked at presidents that were still using the word, the N-word, to describe us, and fought. So don't ever give up. Hold tight to your fight. People, it is time for us to continue to be here, to stand in the breach and to demand justice. Daryl, take us home.
Absolutely, Barbara. The time is always right to do that which is correct. And this is that time. We need folks to get off the sidewalks and get in the streets with us. Be certain that we're getting in good trouble, in the words of John Lewis. But most importantly, be certain that you get involved locally. Get involved with your community. Get involved with your organizations that represent the interests that you align yourself with, which you align yourself. That's what's important right now in this time, that we come together as one, that we not turn on one another, but we turn to one another to lift one another and be certain that we continue on the struggle for voting rights and for equal rights for everybody that's part of our United States of America. Folks, time to get off the sidewalks, get into the streets, and get into good trouble. Much thanks to Dr. Karen McCrae for joining us with the National Concerned Black Men. And folks, until next Tuesday, noon, Eastern Standard Time, peace, everybody.
Peace.
The preceding program was paid for by Barbara Arnwine.
Attention shoppers, if anyone is missing a rather plump set of love handles, please come to the customer service counter and claim them. The ample love handles were lost in the produce department where their former owner had purchased fruits and veggies to munch on during the big game. Thank you and have a good day.
Small step number 81, snack on fruits and veggies. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to get healthy. Learn more at www.smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL with The Carl Nelson Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Reverend Al Sharpton keeping it real from 1 to 4 p.m. And The Tavis Smiley Show from 4 to 7 p.m. Download our mobile app and take us everywhere you are or listen live at WOLDCNews.com. The news and issues that matter to you most from Carl Nelson, Reverend Al Sharpton, and Tavis Smiley on 1450 and 95.9 WOL. 1450 WOL, Washington, D.C. WDCJ, Washington 95.9. WMMJ, HD2. WKYS, HD2. And worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Thank you.